Basically, it's a national pageant called Miss British Beauty Curve, and everyone is assigned a title according to where they live.
Right.
So I'm Miss County Durham Curve. The final will be in July this year, and the pageant's open to women sizes 14 and over. So it's for the curvy girls.
Oh, I see. So that's the criteria, is it? So
yeah.
So it's girls all over the country, because it says here the national finals are going to be in London on Sunday the 27th of July.
Yeah.
So I presume you've got to sort of pack all your stuff up and go down to London.
Yeah.
And so what happens with that? Is it what sort of things do you have to do for the final? Do you have to take anything to it or prepare for it? Or
yeah, I mean, we're asked to do appearances locally, which is obviously what
yes,
I'm doing right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to tick Bishop FM
exactly.
off the list, community station.
And each appearance is worth points.
So
we can all gain up to a total of 5 points.
Right.
And then when we go down there, we have obviously outfits to prepare for. So there's
yes,
different rounds, fashion wear, swimwear, evening wear, and a Union Jack round to represent, you know, out the country.
Oh, I see. So what sort of things do you have to do for that? Do you have to sort of prepare a costume or?
No, it's a red, white or a blue dress.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
I see. So lots of things going into it. So how did you get sort of into all this beauty stuff and that?
I was in a beauty pageant last year. I was chosen as one of 25 finalists from 1,000 women last year. So I've already done a pageant.
Oh, right. So you've got a bit of so you know what to expect. Really.
Yeah. But it's so much fun. It's brilliant. So that's why I entered another one.
Super, mm-hmm. super. So, yeah, well, great to see you here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're obviously appearing. You're doing a lot of media stuff and
mm-hmm.
that and getting points and that.
Yeah.
What sort of other things have you been doing to prepare for this?
A couple of weeks ago, I went to Sheffield and I actually judged a beauty pageant.
Oh,
so
right.
That was interesting, being on the other side of the table. That was really good fun. Obviously, the Bishop Press.
Yes. That's what I've got in front of me.
And I opened one of my friend's shops called Tantrums in Bishop Auckland that's just recently opened.
Yes.
And I attended a fair in Sedgefield, but I have a few more things up my sleeve yet.
Oh, right. Now you're wearing short sleeves, so you can't... Good. So you're sort of getting into this,
yeah.
And there's obviously there's not very long to go, is there? There's only about sort of eight weeks ish
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, it's
the time soon goes. So how many outfits do you have to have?
Four
outfits.
Yeah.
And what sort of period of time is the pageant over? Is it just one evening or is it?
Yeah.
So it's all down to that really.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. Like I say, the appearances help, and you will get a personal interview on the night as well.
Right.
So it's not just judged on how you look, it is about who you are as well. So, yeah.
Good. Well, I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, actually, because I know we were talking about what you were doing for the final of... What final is it again? Because I get all tongue-twisted and tied.
Miss British Beauty Curve 2014.
Miss British Beauty Curve 2014 Beauty Pageant.
Yes.
So there's a lot of sort of beauty in there, and as I say, I wanted to ask you, you're a beauty therapist, so what do you actually do in your sort of professional life as a beauty therapist?
I'm a mobile beauty therapist in Bishop Auckland and the surrounding
right.
areas, so I do things like eyebrows, nails, eyelashes, etc. So yeah, generally just making girls feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, because I mean, there's a big I know from my good lady, my wife,
mm-hmm.
there's a big increase in nails
mm-hmm.
and all of that as well. So you actually go out to people's homes
and so
I presume you've built a clientele up and that.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it for about 7 years, before that I was renting in salons and things, but I've been mobile for about a year and a half.
Super. Well, good luck with all of that.
Thanks.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about sort of beauty pageants and
mm-hmm.
that. what sort of drives you to do this? Is it the social thing or why do you sort of do it?
I originally entered because when I saw the pageant was for girls that weren't very slim, I just thought it was a great idea because there's so many girls that are so many different sizes, and everyone should have the opportunity to do something like this regardless of their size, and it's something that I feel passionate about, that, you know, women should feel attractive whether they're a size 8 or a size 28.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely, because I suppose the perception of these sort of events is that you know, I don't know, I suppose it's advertising and media pressure and all the rest of it, that everybody has to be, like a pencil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, not necessarily thin.
Yeah.
But as you rightly say, there's lots of different people, and beauty to me is in the eye of the beholder. Really, it shouldn't be that, you know, you've got to be stereotyped.
And there's so much pressure on girls to be so slim, and there's nothing wrong with being slim. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that it doesn't matter what size you are, that, you know, you don't have to conform to what the media says.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've had a I'm on a permanent diet, and as you can see, it's not working at all. I think that's really good, and I'd not really thought about it that way. But that's fantastic. And also, we were talking just off air while the tunes were on, about social media, I was just sort of getting the idea that you certainly enjoy getting involved with lots of different people, in different places, and you were saying that you've got followers on social media all over the world, which is fantastic, isn't it?
It's amazing. I mean, I only started this about 2 years ago, and I set up a page, you know, for people to follow me on Facebook, and follow what I say, you know, and I find it quite funny, but people enjoy watching and listening to what I have to say and find it inspirational and find it quite comforting that there's someone, and it's not just me, there's a lot of girls out there, but that are trying to change, you know, the way that the media views things in, you know, in body image.
Yeah, absolutely. I really wholeheartedly are behind that. What sort of social media are you on, and how can people follow you?
I'm on Facebook. I do have a page for the pageant, which is Miss County Durham Curve.
Is that all one word,
or is it split? It's separate, yeah.
You can search it, can't you?
So
facebook.com.
Yeah, if
Miss County Durham Curve.
Yeah, type in the search bar Miss County Durham Curve and my name, Laura Gentles. And I also have a page just separately for myself as well.
So right, so they can search Laura Gentles.
Yeah.
What a fantastic name.
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Original, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Laura, I mean, thanks very much for coming in. And the finals of the Miss Beauty Curve 2014 Beauty Pageant are on Sunday the 27th of July. Can I wish you all the best
in your
preparation for that, as well as on the night?
Thank you.
Will you come back and talk to us again? Because I'm really inspired myself about the sort of things that you said, and if you can inspire other people as well, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
That's what I aim to do. But yeah, definitely I'll come back in and talk to you, and thanks very much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, Laura.